live.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. We launch here into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
Plenty of stuff to talk about with you. You may take control of the airwaves. You can also call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We've had a couple of people avail themselves of Skype tonight, and we'll continue that here in moments. Also, coming up, the latest on Guantanamo Bay. Things have not gotten better, and it has not been shut down, despite Barack Obama's promises to shut it down.
Yeah, I was hoping he would shut it down. I didn't vote for Barack Obama, but when he won, I said, well, there's a few things he kind of said he might do. And
yeah, at least he'll shut down Guantanamo.
Has he done any of those?
No.
Of course not.
Everything that he talked about has gotten worse, like the raids on the medical marijuana dispensaries in California.
More deportations.
Yep. So,
yep, and they're still even cracking down against pornographers as well. That didn't even stop.
Yeah.
Because supposedly Democrats are friendlier toward porn or something, but nope, they're still putting guys in prison for that. Anyway, let's go back to Skype where Andy is on the line. Andy, you're calling from Huntsville. Are you listening on WBHP down there?
No, I'm actually listening on your live streams.
Oh, well, if you didn't know, we are carried on the radio in Huntsville on WBHP, so keep that in mind for the future. But what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Mark had mentioned that I should try to get to Bitcoins, and I did, but I did it in the hardest way I could possibly do. I actually mined them.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's hear about this.
Most people think of the mining process as getting the full 25 Bitcoins by running your computer, but you can actually do it through a pool if you don't have the greatest technology out there.
Yeah, so let me see if I can explain the mining process. Every 10 minutes, 25 Bitcoins are released to the people that are mining. Mm-hmm. Mining means generating the blockchain, using computing power to generate the blockchain. So all the computers people have designated to mine are generating the blockchain, and then randomly these 25 Bitcoins in a 10 minute period will be assigned to somebody's computer. Now, if you're in a pool, that means that everybody in that pool shares that 25 Bitcoins. Is that right?
Yeah, that's essentially right. The pool basically takes how much computing power that your computer has done, and then it divides it up with all the other guys in the pool, and you get a share depending on how much computing power that you've contributed to the pool during the, they call it a round or a block, to actually solve the block. So that's it. And so far, I've been doing it for 3 months, and I've got 2 Bitcoins, like I've said.
Oh, my goodness. So now, what kind of computing system are you using? Are you using one of these ASIC systems or whatever they are?
Oh, no. I am using the old graphics card method, and
okay.
I just got an old computer that was broke down. I fixed it up and put an extra graphics card in there, and just let it run. It doesn't do anything but mine Bitcoins.
So have you paid, let's see, that's about $80 in Bitcoins. Have you spent about $80 in electricity on this, or are you in the black?
I really don't. I am definitely in the red after you count the parts, upgrading the computer and everything. I'm definitely haven't made made a profit yet, but it's nice to have them around, because who knows, if a Bitcoin goes up to $1,000, Then I'm ahead of the game.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing your experience tonight. Anything else you want to talk about?
If you're into Bitcoin, I would like to recommend you read a book called Cryptonomicon by Neil Stephenson.
Is it fiction?
You can borrow my copy.
I'm sorry, Mark?
I was telling Ian he can borrow my copy.
Oh, I'm in the middle of something right now.
It's a giant, thick book. Ian's not going to go anywhere near it. If I set it here on the table, he'd look at it for 2 weeks and then ask me to take it away.
Right, and it's 300 pages of math, which is interesting about the book.
Hold on, what is this thing?
It's called Cryptonomicon. It's basically a story of cryptography. It's mostly takes place near World War II, but there's also some kind of modern-day story about an internet startup company who actually wants to make a cryptocurrency. And that's the major two plots of the book.
Well, I don't understand how one connects to the other, but I'm not going to read the book to find out.
I think this is Alan Turing during World War II, the guy who basically created computers. I'm confused because that's not the story I remember. I remember this futuristic story that's set in like Southeast Asia near Singapore or something like that, where they're doing flashbacks and that kind of thing. Am I wrong?
You're right, but the book is so deep. I've actually read it three times. It's my favorite book, and I am not Neal Stephenson's press agent at all. But no, it's a great book to read if you're interested in cryptography or in the cryptocurrency idea. I did want to share my favorite scene in the book, if that's okay.
Yeah, go.
In the book, the head American code breaker actually breaks into this old Japanese office that had been abandoned in Manila after the Americans retook Manila. And he breaks into this filing cabinet and he pulls out this stack of banknotes and they say Bank of Australia, £10. But they have Tojo printed on them. And he sits there thinking like, well, if the Japanese had actually invaded Australia, this money would be good. But right now it's just a bunch of useless paper. And I just thought that was a very interesting scene in that book about what money is and why it has value.
Yeah, the legal tender aspect of it. Andy, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. So there you go, Cryptonomicon.
You know,
really a pretty popular book.
It's interesting that he decided to mine Bitcoin to get Bitcoin, which seems like it would be fun for people that are into computers.
For sure.
You know. But,
it's a hobby. I think.
But it's if you want Bitcoin, it's a whole lot easier just to buy them.
Although you BitInstant.com.
BitInstant.com. You know, somebody reported they were having trouble there recently. I don't know.
That was when they had their they were down for servicing, and they had apparently there was some level of hacking that went on, not to the BitInstant servers or anything like that, but kind of to the DNS. Company that was serving BitInstant, and so, interesting.
Those guys are targets. I mean, these websites that are dealing in Bitcoin are really
Bitcoins are there.
Yeah.
If you hack into the the average person's computer, the chances of finding a Bitcoin at the end of the hacking
probably
is
not going to happen.
Slim.
Yeah.
But hacking into a Bitcoin dealing website, the chances are significantly higher, right?
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, the getting Bitcoin isn't really that easy for the average folks. You know, the people that are just everyday people, like, they wouldn't know where to begin to buy Bitcoin or how to get it.
Well, that's why I think that Bitcoin vending machine that was demoed at the Liberty Forum is going to be a really important, step toward the average person becoming Bitcoinified.
Yeah.
Because if you could just go somewhere and put money in a machine, put your phone up to it, and then get Bitcoins on the phone, that's certainly going to solve the acquisition problem.
I loved that thing. I put money in it a few times because I did it the first time. I was like, wow, that was so much fun. I'm going to do it again.
I shared the video of you doing it on Free Talk Live's Facebook page. So, got a lot more views that way. That doesn't do you any good.
Right, but it was that device was amazingly fun and very easy to use.
And it worked.
Really in the prototype stage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
totally in the prototype stage.
Yeah.
And they, I love the guys in the Bitcoin world, but I have some particular favorites of them.
Sure.
And Matt Whitlock, the genius behind the Bitcoin machine, is a particular favorite of mine. And what this guy whips up in his garage is going to change the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what him and Josh and Zach have going there, it's just incredible. So.
I did my first real world transaction with Matt Whitlock from the Bitcoin universe. He came up. I was working at the Freekeen table all weekend at the Liberty Forum, pretty much all weekend at the Liberty Forum. Whenever I wasn't doing Free Talk Live directly related stuff, I was pretty much at the table. And I had these two-way radios I was selling at, and by the way, sold out within the first day of the forum, so I didn't have near enough. But I had two-way radios, and he actually came up, and he had asked me beforehand if he could buy with Bitcoin. I said, sure. So I pulled up my blockchain.info app on my phone, brought up my receive address. He said, put our phones together. He took my picture of my QR code, and instantaneously the Bitcoins that he was going to send were there. So it was a really easy transaction. It was actually the first time I've sold something with Bitcoin in real life. So It's not hard to do. You just have to do a little bit of learning. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want, and do it toll-free at 855-453, also via Skype, username lrn.fm. All of those options to connect to us will cost you absolutely nothing. Where's my microphone going? I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you guys still hear me? Okay, it's on our side. You guys can hear me? You cannot hear me. You're not giving me any indication.
I think you're messing with my headphone thing.
Okay, so you are also not hearing that. All right, anyway, we've got, technical difficulties. They do happen from time to time.
Are you reading something from the board op, or?
Everything's okay.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. That's the number. You bring up anything. Coming up, Guantanamo Bay, a disturbing update. But first, Mark.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can crop up. Emergencies are going to crop up in your life. And one way to be prepared, to have a level of insurance, is to have some storable food. You want storable food that's going to last a long time, and in order for it to last a long time, it needs to be sealed properly and in individual packages so that when you make one meal, you'll still have the rest of them saved. You also want an oxygen absorber in every pouch. You want that pouch flushed with nitrogen to get the oxygen out of there, because when the oxygen's in there, it deteriorates the food. And this is the kind of food that you can find at food.freetalklive.com. Very few of the stored food manufacturers out there do all of the steps that I was just talking about. And none of them do it for as little cost as the Legacy Premium brand available at food.freetalklive.com. The Legacy Premium brand is number one in price, storability, and taste. They're also 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. They've got gluten and vegetarian options. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the specials that we have available there. And there's also a coupon code right on the page of FTL22, I believe is what it is, in order to take advantage of an additional discount off the already low price of, you know, if you got the mega sampler pack that we have there, it's $1.50 a meal. I mean, where are you going to get a meal for $1.50? Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE, Guantanamo Bay update for you. As you know, of course, Barack Obama promised he was going to shut it down, but that didn't happen. And now he's in his second term, and it hasn't happened. He's not interested in helping the people that are there. He was interested in winning an election, and that helped him win the election because people are against the war.
Yeah.
People think the Guantanamo thing's a bad thing.
Obama ran on a lot of stuff that he didn't do that sounded good beforehand. I was really hoping that he would close Guantanamo. That was when he won. I didn't vote for him, but I really hoped that he would close Guantanamo.
And turns out he's no different from George W. Bush. Maybe he's even worse than George W. Bush, but it just seems to get worse president after president. I mean, Bush was worse than Clinton. Barack Obama's worse than Bush. He's like continuing the Bush legacy and just giving it a little extra tweak to make it a little bit more sick and dangerous to peaceful people.
The patterns are set, and it doesn't seem to matter which party gets in charge. I mean, the caterwauling continues between the blues and the reds, but nothing changes.
Murtaza Hussein, guest blogging for Glenn Greenwald over at The Guardian at guardiannews.com, the UK. In his letters, Guantanamo Bay prisoner Shakir Amer appeals in desperation to his captors in the outside world, saying, quote, please, torture me in the old way. Here they destroy people mentally and physically without leaving marks.
I mean, that is just horrifying to think of. This guy is begging to be physically tortured because the mental anguish of the way he's being treated is so bad that he feels that would be better.
The 44-year-old...
you know, it's a resort down there at Club Gitmo.
Yeah, right?
I mean, how can anyone take... just be so cavalierly dismiss human suffering in this way.
You have to tell yourself they're not humans. You have to tell yourself they're terrorists.
Well, I think you could you could say that they come from environments that prison is better. You know, these kind of prisons are better than where they came from. I think you could tell yourself that. But this is all from people who've never spent any time in prison.
Sure.
What they say is things like, you know, so many of these dogs, and they'll refer to poor people in this country just as easily, many of these people, they'd rather be in prison than on the streets anyway. At least they get three meals a day and a dry place to sleep. Well, I'll tell you what. I spent 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days in prison, and I have yet to find the one person who didn't want to leave. I did hear a story one time of one guy that didn't want to leave. He had been locked up for 40-something years, and he said that if he got out, the first thing he would do is go to the post office and pretend to have a gun and rob them of one stamp so that he could get into a federal prison this time. But that was that's just a story. I never actually met that guy. So, yeah, never have I heard. So if there is one person, it's one person in, say, 100,000, or one person in a million.
The 44-year-old British resident and father of four has spent over 11 years incarcerated at Guantanamo, despite being cleared for release as early as 2007. To this day, never charged with a crime, Mr. Ahmer is just one of hundreds of detainees, humans, who remain imprisoned in Guantanamo, despite running on an explicit campaign promise to shut down the island prison, which has become a symbol of the abuses of the war on terror. President Obama has continued to preside over its operation, and by recent accounts, under his tenure, the conditions for prisoners there, from both a physical and legal standpoint, have become markedly worse. This past month, the majority of prisoners at Guantanamo began a hunger strike in protest of alleged mistreatment at the hands of guards at the facility. According to lawyers for over a dozen men involved in the protest, after weeks of refusing food, their clients are coughing blood, losing consciousness, and becoming weak and fatigued. At least five men are reportedly being strapped down by guards and force-fed through their nostrils, an excruciatingly painful procedure that the UN Human Rights Commission has said it considers to be torture.
Of course it's torture. I mean, this. When I hear and read this, all I can think of is not my government. It's not my government. These are just men and women that, impose their will upon me, but I do not take any ownership of them. They're disgusting in the things that they do. This is some of the worst of what they can do. And most people don't want to hear about it, and they don't want to consider the reality of the dehumanizing and disgusting things that are going on.
Force feeding someone through their nostrils?
That's what you do with somebody who's, that's relatively common with somebody who's on a hunger strike.
Wow. I mean, I've heard of IVing somebody some food, but I've never heard of that.
I don't know that you IV anybody. I think you force feed them through their nostrils.
It's crazy. I'd never heard of that before. It sounds insane. For the prisoners, the overwhelming majority of whom have never been charged with a crime, and over 50 of whom have been cleared for release for years, this represents their last desperate avenue to protest their fate. Under President Obama's tenure, the Kafkaesque legal nightmare of detainees such as these has become even more entrenched. The deterioration in detainees' living conditions is believed to be tied to a recent change in the military command of the prison. It has been reported that under a new command regime, mistreatment of prisoners has increased, exacerbating a situation already desperate after over a decade of torture, solitary confinement, and detainee deaths at the camp. There's more as to what's going on in Guantanamo Bay. At least what we hear about is going on. We're relying on the information to be able to escape from the facility in the first place. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you more coming up in moments. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype, username there, lrn.fm. That's again, lrn.fm. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget, join us on the website. Lots of features waiting for you there. We've got news updates. They include emails. You can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. Also, you can link over to our Twitter and Facebook from there. You can follow us and or like us. And remember, when you like us on Facebook, if you want to guarantee you see all the updates from Free Talk Live, hover over the liked button, and it'll allow you to select get notifications. Because by default, Facebook, even though you've liked something, they don't really think you're really serious about liking that thing, so they may not actually send you all the updates.
I don't know if it's so much that as they just want to have the pages pay to
for the promotion.
Yeah,
that's absolutely true. So, again, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us in whatever way you think is best. Again, news.freetalklive.com.
All the loans out there are made up of principal and interest payments. And, you know, you can get a cheap loan or you can get an inexpensive loan, but I'd like to point out that, you know, maybe a 30-year fixed isn't quite as inexpensive as you were. It's cheap, but is it inexpensive? You really have to ask yourself this. When a 30-year fixed loan, it takes you 10.5 years before you're even paying off 50-50 principal and interest. All the interest is front-loaded, so that first payment, you're paying like less than 35% is going to principal. On a 20-year fixed, it's 50-50 basically right off the bat, and on a 15-year fixed, it's 59% at the start and only gets better from there. So you can get these other loans and get even better rates on the loans themselves from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Now, they've got experts there that will help you with whatever kind of loan is right for you at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. But, you know, they just want you to know about the options of 30-year fixed, 20-year fixed, and 15-year fixed. The number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
The story is out of The Guardian, where there's a blogger, I guess, sitting in for Glenn Greenwald. Murtaza Hussein, she or he, I'm not sure which, is talking about Guantanamo Bay and some of the disturbing developments that have been happening over there that maybe hasn't really been getting any press coverage here in the U.S. Things are getting worse. The place has not been shut down. It has been declining even further, as though it weren't bad enough previously. Now some of the prisoners are protesting their mistreatment at the hands of guards at the facility by going on a hunger strike. And, of course, that's resulting in prisoners being force-fed through the nose, apparently, which I didn't even know that was the way you could force-feed somebody. It, I guess, makes a sick, twisted sense. Trisha's on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Trisha.
Hi, Marcus, Mark, and Ian.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi, I'm a nurse. I think I told you before. You cannot force feed someone through the nose unless you're using a tube.
Right.
Otherwise, it goes right into the lungs, and it's aspiration, so it either leads to death or don't.
So they're shoving a tube through someone's nostrils, up and around, down their esophagus?
They would have to put a tube through the nose into the stomach. They would have to palpate. So some of the stethoscope, make sure it's in the stomach and not the lungs, and then they would have to force feed with a syringe. I don't think they're doing that based on what you said tonight. This was the first I ever heard of this, was when I tuned into you guys tonight. If they're just shoving food down someone's nose, it's more than torture. That's death.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they're going about it. They don't go into that level of detail in this article, but they do say they are force-feeding people through the nose. That may mean they're doing it with a tube, but that's the claim.
Well, they'd have to, but if someone would have to be restrained. Otherwise, they'd pull that tube right out of their nose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely...
I'm sure they've got no problem tying somebody to a board.
Yeah.
No, it's really pathetic, and I'm glad you guys brought it up, because people need to know about this, because, as I remember... Obama, and I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, Obama said on his first day of office he was going to close Gitmo. He was going to sign an executive order to close Gitmo. It was a long time ago, about 5 years ago. And it's open, and it's going, and it's pretty pathetic as far as I'm concerned.
Trisha.
I'm really proud of you guys.
Thanks. I definitely wanted to talk about this tonight. I'm glad you called in with your expertise on the force-feeding subject. Appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. You know, just take a quick break from the article here about Guantanamo. I went and I looked up force-feeding because I was curious about, you know, feeding someone through the nose. And according to the Wikipedia article, it has been categorized as torture through the nose by the Declaration of Tokyo, may be extremely painful and result in severe bleeding and spreading of various diseases via the exchange of blood and mucus, especially when conducted with dirty equipment on a prison population. And I don't imagine they're doing too much, they're too concerned with sanitization from prisoner to prisoner in a place like Guantanamo.
Well, I think they're probably concerned with it.
What makes you think that? This is Guantanamo Bay.
My experience in prison.
You weren't in Guantanamo Bay.
That's true. I wasn't in Guantanamo Bay, but I suspect they're running this prison similarly to how they run other prisons.
What evidence do you have for that?
Obviously none.
And
you have none to the contrary.
Did the complaints like this come out of your prison?
People are always complaining. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
did complaints like this come out of your prison?
Yes.
People on a hunger strike because of the horrible treatment?
If they thought it would get them out. There are people in hunger strikes all over the world in prison. I don't know.
I'm just going to read what's going on here. Anyway, this is an example of force feeding from Vladimir Bukovsky. This is not at Guantanamo. This is in the Wikipedia article, a brief first-person account. He wrote, "The feeding pipe was thick, thicker than my nostril, and would not go in." The other portion of the article says that large feeding pipes are traditionally used on hunger-striking prisoners, whereas if you're in a hospital, you'll get thin pipes. According to the story, he says, "Blood came gushing out of my nose and tears down my cheeks, but they kept pushing until the cartilages cracked. I guess I would have screamed if I could, but I could not with the pipe in my throat. I could breathe neither in nor out at first. I wheezed like a drowning man. My lungs felt ready to burst. The doctor also seemed ready to burst into tears, but she kept shoving the pipe farther and farther down. Only when it reached my stomach could I resume breathing carefully. Then she poured some slop through a funnel into the pipe that would choke me if it came back up. They then held me down for another half hour so the liquid was absorbed by my stomach and could not be vomited back, then began to pull their pipe out bit by bit."
Oh, God.
That just sounds excruciating.
Oh, that sounds awful. And I have heard everything about this, putting the tube down your nose thing is supposed to be horrifying. Pulling it back up is supposed to be awful.
Yeah, and he's saying they would use a tube even too big to even go
up his nose. Yeah. The story back to the Guardian News. So, again, a hunger strike going on there right now. Deterioration in the conditions perhaps came from a change in military command at the prison. It was revealed earlier this year that a detainee was shot in the neck by a guard, the first incident of gunfire known to have occurred in the camp's history, in addition to a pervasive atmosphere of violence at the facility characterized by beatings and other forms of abuse by camp guards. Detainees have increasingly had their meager personal effects confiscated or damaged without cause or explanation. Mundane items such as family photos, letters, and CDs have recently been taken away by camp guards, and prisoners
will often be done as a sort of
punishment.
Form, mild torture. Well, if it's punishment for what, though? If it's punishment for nothing, it's torture.
Yeah.
And they'll take whatever, you know, just show you that you have no worth. And humans can own property. You're not a human.
These are people that have not had a trial.
That's right.
Or been charged.
Had a trial.
Many of them
have been, been cleared for release.
Right.
They just can't go anywhere because the United States government can't figure out where to send them. We don't care where they're sent. As if someplace won't take them.
Letters and CDs have recently been taken away by camp guards and prisoners, as well as copies of the Quran have been desecrated under the guise of searching for contraband. The individuals who have spent over a decade imprisoned under draconian circumstances, separated from their families and without any foreseeable prospect of freedom, the latest round of degradations appear to have represented a breaking point. In the words of Hilary Stauffer, the UK-based legal charity Reprieve, she says these men are simply trying to pass their days in something that is a reasonable facsimile to normality, simply trying to survive. We'll give you the rest of the story here on Guantanamo Bay in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More about Guantanamo Bay and what's happening there that you're not being told about in the American mainstream media. Only The Guardian has the story, and we'll continue it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to get your thoughts on the air, also connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. And, of course, Marcus is joining us here tonight. He is the creator of Brainless Tales. You can go to brainlesstales.com to see it.
Yeah.
It's a daily comic.
Daily comic every day. Just real quick and simple, single panel.
And free. So, brainlesstales.com. Now, let's continue here. By the way, freetalklive.com, stuff you can do to help support us. Amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com, $5 a month. We'll take that money, invest it into Free Talk Live. In fact, we just locked in the hotel for the Talkers Convention. They have the hotel, or rather they have a yearly convention in New York City where we get to go because of Free Talk Live amplifiers like you, people who give $5 a month to the show. We can afford to go to these things. And
you went big time this time. You sprung for a bunk bed. Is
that's
that right?
Same as last time.
Oh, you guys don't get to snuggle then.
I'm saving the amplifiers $200,
it's
by the way.
$200 is the difference between the convention hotel and the it's just a hotel around the corner.
Right.
But
this is Manhattan, so there's plenty of hotels from which to choose, and most of them are really expensive. I mean, the hotel that, the convention's not happening in a hotel. It's happening in a convention center place, but, you know, obviously there's a bunch of hotels nearby, and so Talkers kind of anoints one of them the official event hotel.
Right.
And they want $379 for one night. The other hotel
good night, huh?
Is $175. And I said to Mark this afternoon, I don't care what this other hotel does for $200 more. It's not worth it.
I mean,
you don't spend much time in a hotel room, and we were in this bunk hotel last time. It's called The Pod, and it's, you know, it's very no frills. I mean, it's almost like being in a prison cell.
It's clean and clean and neat and nice, though, but it's much nicer than any prison cell.
It's nicer. No, but it's got that feel to it because
it feels like
beds.
A train berth is what it feels like, and the beds are much nicer.
They actually have similar-looking, like, prison-style sinks and things like that. Yeah, like, you know how when you're in jail, not everybody knows this, but in jails and prisons, like, they're all, you know, that's just this metal that's wrapped and there's no, you know, edges on it and it's, you know, flush against whatever it's mounted into. And I kind of got that feel from the installations they had
there. Easy to clean.
That's true. Anyway, it's we're saving money for the.
I do not like the comparison of the pod to prison cells. I think that it's insulting to the pod and nothing like prisons.
You're right. But it's more like a prison cell than any other hotel room I've ever been. How about that?
It's stark and utilitarian in many ways, but it does not lack beauty.
Actually, unlike a jail cell, you have to leave the room to go to the bathroom.
That's interesting. It has European
shared water closets. Yeah.
You did say it was kind of like a train, being on a train.
It's a lot like that, yeah.
I like that. I got to sleep on a train in Europe many years ago, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I like that. You don't have to pay $200. You only pay $200 instead of $400 for a room. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I got the bottom bunk.
I bring that up because, you know, trying to make sure that we don't, you know, spend a ton of money that's unnecessary on these trips. Just want to get there, schmooze with the bigwigs in the radio business, and come back home to Keene. So, again, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, this is the UK-based legal charity Reprieve. Their spokesperson, Hilary Stauffer, in the Guardian News article about the Guantanamo Bay torture that continues against men who have been told they're cleared for release. So, and everybody else, none of them been charged with a crime. They haven't been convicted of anything. They've just been being held there, some for over a decade. She says these men are simply trying to pass their days in something that's a reasonable facsimile to normality, simply trying to survive, to have their small daily pleasures, their Qurans, their personal items, confiscated or desecrated, is an unbearable indignity. The saddest part is their only means of protest is a hunger strike. There's literally no other avenue available to them. That the hunger strike.
Right. Nobody in the United States cares what goes on with these people. I mean, they're out of their minds.
Well, I care, but, you know, some people
care. Very few people in the United States care. I mean, even the left can't care because.
It's Obama.
Because their president's in office. Yeah. The right never cared in the first place.
Yeah.
That the hunger strike is in large part a reflection of the increasing hopelessness of the detainee situation is obvious to all parties, as well as a direct consequence of the policies of the Obama administration. The passage into law earlier this year of the National Defense Authorization Act, which contained language and provisions intended to prevent the closure of Guantanamo and make the transfer of detainees from there impossible, has effectively doomed prisoners' prospects of freedom. Even you didn't read about that in the NDAA legislation. Even those already cleared for release now face the prospect of indefinite incarceration at the facility without even the pretense of legal recourse. Despite being publicly petitioned by human rights groups to veto the bill, the NDAA was, of course, signed by President Obama, direct contradiction of his campaign promise to close the prison. Further demonstration of the Obama administration's resolve to keep open Guantanamo and maintain the indefinite incarceration for its prisoners came in the reassignment in January of Special Envoy Dan Freed, the man tasked with finding new homes for Guantanamo prisoners, a role described as the most thankless job in Washington, was notified earlier this year of his impending transfer and the abolition of his former post. In closing the special envoy position and transferring its portfolio to a State Department legal department ill-equipped to handle it, Obama has sent a clear message that he intends to maintain the present situation at the prison indefinitely. So they fired the guy, they transferred out the guy who was supposedly there to try to get these guys out of there.
This is how government goes. You know, you get one guy, and he says he's going to do something, and everybody puts their, oh, okay, this guy's going to do it. And then guess what? As soon as that guy's out, everything changes. Now back to the old business, and nothing is going to change.
Yeah, I can't believe for one stinking second that you can't get these guys placed in another country. What this says, it shows, is a lack of desire. Now, I understand perhaps you know, some country wouldn't want to take your little ex-convicts that you you know, snatched up in many cases. I think most cases, but I'm going to go ahead and say many cases for no good reason at all, at the word of somebody looking to collect a bounty. But if you spent as much money trying to place these people as you did incarcerating them or dragging them halfway around the world or whatever. You know, you put a $10,000, $30,000. This is nothing. These amounts of dollars are nothing as far as what the government spends taxes on. You put $30,000 on, you know, to give that to a government to take these people, they'll take them right away.
And it's not that they're just not releasing them. They're still torturing these poor people.
Furthermore, the continued denial of access to Guantanamo prisoners for UN torture investigators has made clear there will be neither a change in detainees' conditions or any accounting for abuses. For the men at Guantanamo, the message is straightforward. Whether they've been cleared for release or not, their freedom will not be forthcoming, and their circumstances at Guantanamo will only get worse under this administration.
I think it should be considered torture to not have a release date either.
I agree. It's mental torture.
Horrifying.
Even if the conditions that this were the club Gitmo conditions that we're told of on the Rush Limbaugh show, which I find disgusting, just not having a release date. Look, I've been at better prisons and worse prisons. I'll tell you that. But not knowing the day you're going to go home or the month you're going to go home, have any kind of conception. There are very few people in this country shy of immigrants, people who are, you know, there's no United States citizens, very few United States citizens in this country are living under that situation. At the very least, you know, I'm never going home, or I know what day I'm going home.
The hopelessness of indefinite detention, characterized by permanent separation from family and the banishment of the prospect of returning to a normal life, naturally has a deleterious effect on prisoners' well-being. Coupled with increased harassment and humiliation by camp guards, the situation is today manifesting in the supremely desperate act of protest represented in the present mass hunger strike by detainees. This increasingly draconian reality at Guantanamo has occurred during the tenure of Barack Obama, a man who based his very election in part on a pledge to close the prison, is a tragic irony. It also represents a moral failure on the part of Obama's liberal supporters, who excoriated George W. Bush for his operation of the camp, but have remained largely acquiescent with President Obama's entrenchment and intensification of his predecessor's policies.
Yeah, these people, they're team one, so they're not doing the job they said. Well,
right. And
it
if you bring it
doesn't
up,
matter.
If you bring it up to somebody who's an Obama supporter, as I did when a couple of them came along and knocked on doors trying to get votes this last election, they just, he's doing the best he can.
Right, well, he's better than Romney, yeah. And he is on that issue. I suppose at least he'll pay some stinking lip service. At least he'll lie to your face about it. But, that it's small sucker to people who are being tortured down in Guantanamo.
I just think it's pathetic that people will make excuses for someone who's in charge of torturing innocent people.
The attorney for one of the men, Mr. Shaker, says, I've known him for some time because he's so eloquent and outspoken about the injustices of Guantanamo. He's very definitely viewed as a threat by the U.S., not in the sense of being an extremist, but in the sense of being someone who can rather eloquently criticize the nightmare that happened there. So there's your update from The Guardian. We'll post it on our Twitter and Facebook, and you can dig in further. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.